It obviously shut up, dude. It does. It doesn't obviously hurt
me. No, I'm telling you, the other person being upset frustrates me. Like, Dan is essentially doing the thing I said
you.
To never
thing.
Hold.
You
shut the
what
fuck
I'm trying to get
up.
At.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Okay?
Totally
it
not upset.
Me, but Dan is doing the same thing. Well, I'm sorry, I'm frustrated, obviously. Hey.
Wow, it must be frustrating when people around you are getting targeted. Is this real? Hold on. I don't believe you. It's like 2 hours ago. What the fuck is this fucking moron even referring to? This disgusting piece of shit who has her hand in all of her little fucking minions' hands in so many people's lives to try to fabricate some whatever bullshit to save her horrible fucking court case. Why the fuck would she link this to anybody? I'm trying to figure out, who does she even think Darius is witness tampering? I don't even know. Abby MC on the Discord call? Bro, she literally sent this 2 hours ago. Why would she send this now? Live today at 1 p.m. EST. Actually, it's ET. Any moronic DGG fan asserting I am wrong can call in to debate me. I doubt any of them will, though, because I am better at argumentation than all of them. Is this a... I can't even... I think this
you're
is
gonna
a
call in
message.
Then, right?
Apparently, he's already live, but I have a talk with some guy in like 30 minutes, so I don't think I can.
Shit.
My God, what was today? Motion to seal public.
Oh, I watched the Z stream earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I appreciate being able to have debates and good faith conversation, not about Israel-Palestine. That was nice.
Sure. Oh, wait, did I read these on stream or are these different excerpts? Oh, my God, bro. This, I just don't even know what to say. The idea that you would do a deposition yourself and not know any of the talk, like, not, you need to be adept at the topics to ask follow-up questions, because in a deposition, you're trying to get certain stuff out of the other side, and that might require you to rephrase a question, or it might require you to ask a follow-up or to clarify something. And Joan was just not at all. She should not have been the one doing this deposition. I don't know why. I don't know why she did this deposition. Let's see. What is this? I don't even know what they quoted from this for the court case. What's the point of getting these on the docket? Well, if you're quoting from a thing, anytime you're trying to submit something in a motion or in some kind of court filing, you have to pull it from somewhere. You can't just make it up, right? So if you're quoting from something, if it's not another court case that's public record, if you're quoting from testimony, an affidavit, or a deposition, you have to submit the relevant parts of that text as an exhibit so that the public can see whatever is being quoted from, right? It's supposed to be public record, you know? We're back on the record. The time is 11:26 a.m. I control F and I went through, and I feel like this is illegal, and I will be pressing charges against our awesome videographer. She was there for both of our depositions. But when she asked me to speak slower, she did not write that in the record.
Really?
Now, I'm just saying, maybe that impacted my state of mind, but it's not there now. So now I just look like a crazy person, like I'm making it all up. Before the break, Mr. Bonnell, we were talking about September 12th, 2020, and you're at the hotel with plaintiff. Do you recall whether at the hotel you said to her, is it okay if I share any of the videos you record? No. You don't recall? Not specifically, no. I'm sure we had a conversation about it, but I don't recall the specifics of the conversation. And at the hotel, you video recorded the sexual interactions. Yes, not all of them, but some of them, yes. Some of them. How many videos did you record? I believe 3. And how did you record them? With your phone, with my phone. And were you holding the phone while you recorded? Yes. Oh, I don't know if they ever submitted this or if this was part of any, I don't know if they put this in a filing, but she tried to ask me these questions like, did you intentionally record so your face would be left out of every video? I'm like, the fuck? Let's see. And then this is because this jumps from page 67 to page 215. I can't honestly say what day I did, but it was definitely prior to any litigation with the plaintiff. But your messages in May of 2025 are not deleted. Correct, because those would be after litigation. Yeah. And then, was that your custom to delete messages when you stopped communicating with people? Sometimes, it depends on the account. You didn't delete your side of the messages with Rose, did you? No. And you weren't in communication with her anymore, right? Kind of. Up until the time of the leak, you were in communication with her. I think we traded a message, maybe almost a year prior, just checking in on each other. The year prior? Uh-huh. But you didn't delete those, your... Oh, then it skips. She's asking me here about a link or something. I don't know. She asked a stupid question. I mean, a URL is a uniform resource locator. Would have pointed to a file online. By the time I produce anything for this case, she's mad. She's like, why are all of the files that the Google Drive's linked to, why are those files all deleted or whatever? Why aren't they there anymore? Like, didn't you delete them after the court case or something like that? And I'm trying, and I have to explain the difference between a URL versus like the file itself, I guess. I mean, a URL is a uniform resource locator. It would have pointed to a file online. By the time I produced anything for this case, those files are not existing anymore. No URL is pointing to any of those things or any of these things. It seems that the machine made a slight error translating between the top and the bottom link. But I mean, for my production, it seems pretty obvious that both those links are identical that were produced. Yes. Oh, because they're asking me why these two links are different. This is a Kiwi Farms theory that I'm changing the links because there was like an optical scan error or whatever, an OCR error. So you're saying the machine, you just said, can you repeat the last part? So whatever scanned at the URL and transferred it to another page, it looks like it made an error in translation. And in your experience, does that happen often? Yeah, it can with certain technologies. But if there was no error in the translation, URLs have to be identical, right? To be the same file. Oh, let me skip that. Okay, good one. Redact. Other archives have been created by Discord. Like, you can request an export from Discord, and other archives have been screenshots of messages. I can speak with specificity to a particular message if you show me one. Okay, we'll get into that. So Abby's declaration that she submitted to the court stated that sometime in February of 2025, she reviewed her Discord messages and discovered you deleted her messages to her, your messages to her, including the message in which you sent her the video of Pixie. Is that correct? It's correct insofar as that's what she put in her declaration. Yes. Is that correct that is what you did? You deleted the messages? 244. I deleted my messages with Abby sometime after our last communication before May of 2025, so sometime maybe at the end of 2024, based on what I saw earlier. You deleted your messages with Abby sometime. I used Redact to archive my messages with Abby at the end of 2024, I believe. And you still have those archives? Yes, I produced them for this case. Yes. How do you know Hannah Brooks? I don't really know Hannah Brooks, but you have communicated with her, correct? I've communicated with a Discord account that I think went by the name of Hannah. I didn't know the name was Hannah Brooks until they submitted an affidavit to the court. And this was on Discord that you communicated. Yes, did you produce those communications with Hannah in this litigation? If I had it, I produced it. 244 to 246. I produced anything that I've processed, or anything I possessed, I produced, yeah. But you didn't produce any of your communications that you testified you had with Hannah Brooks. I would have to go through my bait stamps. I think I produced thousands of documents in this case. I don't remember, but if I had conversations with Hannah, I certainly produced them. Well, I'm going to represent to you today that you did not, because we have not received them. Is there a possibility you archived them? I mean, if they're gone, I would imagine I could have. Yeah, it's possible. Who is this person? Liquid Laugh? I'm not sure. So one of plaintiff's requests for admissions had asked if you deleted your DMs with Liquid Laugh, and you had said no, you had not. I don't recall. If you have my answers to interrogatories, I can review them, but I don't recall the specific answer to that. We will pull it up. This is request for admission number 12. Maybe we just stop there. Who is Dan Saltman? A friend of mine. Is he also a professional partner of yours in any way? I would say so, sure. In what way? He's appeared on stream with me a number, 247, 248, a number of times. He kind of streams with a friend of mine sometimes now. Oh, you're in here as a friend too. Oh,
that is me. Good.
Wow, there we go. On the record.
Confirmed. Under oath.
Can someone tell me who Hannah Brooks is? Hannah Brooks is another girl from the logistical server that tried to like bait honeypot me and then immediately went and spammed DMs into logistical server after deleting some of her side, by the way. Very cute. When was that? Maybe throughout 2024, maybe, yeah. Destiny, have they completely fabricated a spoliation thing out of not understanding how URLs work and an OCR error? Yes, just and not understanding how CDNs work and not understanding. Yeah, look at their quote-unquote expert, that Jesus Pena guy. No, there is no spoliation issue. This is a fabricated issue. The spoliation issue that they're throwing up here is just to try to survive the MSJ. Or if they go on a really big stretch, some kind of adversarial reading, meaning the jury can assume that I deleted evidence to hide it, but like they have nothing for that. It's retarded. I'm producing 99.9999% of the evidence in this case. They have nothing. They've produced nothing for anything. And plaintiff requested that you produce all your communications between you and Dan Saltman pertaining to plaintiff and or the allegations of the amended complaint, and you did not produce any communications with Dan Saltman, did you? I produced all the communications I had with him that were relevant to the complaint, so you never discussed the plaintiff with Dan Saltman. Objection, it misstates the witness's prior testimony, but you can answer very explicitly with a lot of people in my life said that once the plaintiff had kind of assumed a more, I'll say, aggressive posture when she started threatening suicide, that I ceased communications with people about anything related to the plaintiff because I was uncomfortable carrying on those communications. This is true. If you don't believe me, go depose them. Ask them. This is absolutely true. But you received from Dan Saltman a screenshot of a message from plaintiff sent to Dan, didn't you? I don't remember that. Well, you live streamed about it. On the live stream, did I say that I'm sorry, was that a question? Oh, I almost answered. Shh, you need to ask a question, motherfucker. There was no question. I said you received from Dan Saltman a screenshot of a message that plaintiff had sent to Dan. Still not a question. Is that right? I don't remember if I received a screenshot from Dan or Dan posted it publicly somewhere. He could have posted it on Twitter. I don't recall 100%. Who is Kyla Turner? That was from 249 to 292, but you still have them, probably backed up, yes. So they removed from public access, correct? Were some of the videos, YouTube videos that you removed from public access, did they reference the plaintiff? I have no idea. Did you, after you received the preservation letter, did you place a litigation hold on your DGG chat logs? I'm not sure what a litigation hold means. Did you instruct anyone with access to the DGG chat logs to preserve them that might be relevant to this case? I'm not sure. It's a chat room. I don't even know what I answered. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Okay. Plaintiff asked for the Google Drive and her document production request, and you did not produce it. I'm not sure what that means. The contents of the Google Drive, Andrew asks. The contents of the entire Google Drive? Peter says, the link. Well, that's a different question. The link too? The videos. Those would have been deleted 5 years ago. Did you use a forensic collection tool such as a Discord-specific scraper or forensic imaging capturing software to capture the ESI from the Discord messages that are relevant to this case? Not that I'm aware of, no. So did you rely on manual methods like copy-pasting screenshots? No, I didn't do copy pasted screenshots. That's what Abby did, funnily enough, which is their only one singular piece of evidence. These questions are so disconnected. She's just trying to like go down lines of questioning to try to get me on some weird shit, but she doesn't know the subject matter at all. And it's also just, these are all false. Like, I didn't do any of this. They really want this to be true. I don't know if it's because they're gassed up by Kiwi Farms or what, but like, it's just not true. I didn't hide or delete anything. That's Pixie doing that all the fucking time. Again, Kiwi Farms and Justigo and all these people kept saying that Discovery would destroy me, Discovery would destroy me, Discovery. And now they produce nothing. I produce everything. Nothing has destroyed me. And then now they were saying that the deposition would be the end of me. I would be destroyed in the deposition. And it's Pixie who answered 99 times. I have no knowledge of these logs, and unless they're properly authenticated, I can't speak to the authenticity of any of them or the contents of any of these messages. And then when asked over and over again, hey, just curious, why didn't you submit any of your messages with Aaron? Why do we have no messages between you and Lauren? Me and Lauren actually never talked about this case at all. And for me and Aaron, I don't know. I gave everything to my lawyers. If you don't have them, like 37 times, I think so. Oh, and I lost my phone. My phone was stolen last year. What ESI would there be for Discord messages? Discord messages on a file you have access to. November Mike 512. You are asking a retarded question because you assume that she has any idea what any of this means. I'm sorry. Yes, you are correct. There is no ESI. All of this is retarded. This whole point is just fucking retarded. That's why even when they keep saying the original Discord file, there is no original Discord file. Unless I was a Discord employee and I had like access to their servers, there is no original fucking file. It's just rendered text with HTML and CSS. There's nothing. I don't know, it's just fucking retarded. Why didn't you Daubert the expert? I don't know how that process even works. I haven't gotten that far into reading about civil procedure yet. But I think we did a challenge where we cited the Daubert case. I don't know if that counts as a Daubert challenge or not, but I don't know if we would do that or not. Maybe we would. Maybe that'd be like a pretrial thing. Your phone or the plaintiff's phone? Pixie says that her phone was stolen last year. So in one of your first declaration to this court, you stated that you used a program called Discord Log Exporter to export all relevant messages into an HTML file. Is that, you stated that in your declaration? I believe I remember it, yeah. And Discord Log Exporter is a third-party tool, right? Not affiliated with Discord? Correct. Did you generate or receive cryptographic hash values or metadata from Discord Log Exporter at the time of the export? No, I don't think there would be a meaningful way to do that. Are you aware that Discord itself provides an official avenue to request a copy of all your messages, a Discord data package? Yes, that was one of the things I referenced earlier. However, that data package only contains your side of the messages and not the other sides. Did you use Relativity or any other recognized eDiscovery platform to preserve evidence from your laptop, computer, phone? No. Did you prepare any acquisition log describing the method, tool, collection data, ESI source, digital fingerprint of your Discord exports? No, I don't think that would be meaningful. So when you collected the materials in your production that you produced from Discord, you did not generate cryptographic hash values at the time of your collection, correct? No, but it would be meaningless to do so. Skip 7 more pages. On the Food Shops live stream, okay. Now, which Excel spreadsheet were you referring to in that discussion with on Food Shops live stream? I don't remember which one exactly, or if it was one I ended up submitting. It was specifically about an Excel spreadsheet, right? It was about creating a hypothetical Excel spreadsheet, but I don't know if I ended up using that or even submitting that as part of the discovery, or if I used it. There were several methods I used to export data. So what method did you use to create the Excel spreadsheet that we looked at earlier today, ECF-1326 on page 2? Yes, is that the Excel spreadsheet? It looks to me like I have sorted all of the sent messages to AbbyMC's Discord account, and then I deleted every message that didn't contain a media file, and then I sent I put into a spreadsheet the timestamps for which I sent any media file to the AbbyMC Discord account. Did you use an AI tool to help you do that? Probably not for this. I don't think I needed to, no. So what Excel spreadsheet do you think you were referring to in that Food Shops live stream? It was a long time ago. I don't even remember exactly what, if I was even successful in that. The audio was just me trying to merge my side of a conversation and another conversation, but both of them at different timestamps, so to make it line up. I think one was written in like Unix code and the other was written in Universal Time code, so I needed to merge both files so that the conversation would be readable. Okay, and that Food Shops live stream audio that we just listened to was September 2025, and your motion to dismiss came out shortly after that with the Excel spreadsheet? Well, I don't know if it was that... wait, when you say that Excel spreadsheet, the one you're looking at... Okay, so there would be no reason to use AI to generate this particular spreadsheet, though. It looks like I did a simple search of a conversation history and deleted every non-media file message and then put those media messages in the spreadsheet. I don't know why I would have to use AI for that. Okay, let's. I want to play a video now. And then video plays. Skip another 60 pages.
Why are you skipping so many pages, man?
Well, these are the only ones they're citing from. This was the strongest material that they got out of our deposition. 6 hours, yikes.
Or 7.
Huh. You've talked repeatedly today about communication you had with various individuals, right? Yes, and you deleted some of the documents, but not others, right? Abby's documents? I produced every communication I have ever had with Abby. I don't believe anything has been deleted with the Abby stuff, even though I'm pretty sure the request for the preservation of evidence wouldn't have even initially covered Abby. I produced every single thing related to my communications with her. I've archived stuff with Redact. I don't believe I've permanently deleted any messages with Abby at all. so you have all your evidence archived on Redact. Yes? Oh, and then she argues with... Yeah, okay. Well, good one.
This is a huge Redact ad.
True.
What the fuck?
What is this? Gen chat of which Discord? Surely they will never talk about Gistical and Cherry ever again. I don't know if you could win by having more... What is it? The balloon allegations. What does that mean? Oh, is that a... No. What is... Well, okay, for me too. Thank you for tier 5 subbing. It's a pin for pedos. Okay. Dan had to kneel to food shops. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cucked, to be honest. Again, I wanted to protect Cherry, but she could also, you know... Da-da-da. Makes literally no fucking sense. Is he not literally summoning the circle of demons that he told Connor about? Like, good luck, Chief. They're gonna fucking bury you now. They've gone past redemption at this point. You know what Destiny definitely does? Stop talking about people as they are talking about me. Still. Relentlessly. Always. Constantly. Forever and ever. Yes. Yeah, it's continuing the coverage until the case ends, and he's standing up for your principles when it's tough. He's literally spurging on stream at it, calling Mrow and Epsler. Wait, does anybody have a link to that? I heard they were fighting, but I didn't see it. Look who's typing that first screenshot. Oh, esports Batman. This too. That's what I don't understand. Dan has been spurging about the Cherry thing for weeks. Why did Gistical ask to set this up a couple days ago? I wonder what Dan Saltman's wife, who's a licensed psychologist, feels about all of this. Oh, definitely not a doxing server. Good one.
Say, no matter how honest you are.
Continue doing your shit. JSOC, I look up to you a lot. I look up to you a lot. I like you a lot. I respect you a lot. I think this is a really big mistake, and I think you should think about doing the right thing. And the right thing is not always easy. It is oftentimes very hard, and it hurts you a lot. And I always thought of you as someone who was willing to do the right thing.
I'm telling you, this doesn't hurt me.
It obviously... Hey, shut up, dude. It does. It doesn't obviously hurt
me. No, I'm telling you, the other person being upset frustrates me. Like, Dan is essentially doing the thing I said
you.
To never...
You understand
shut the
what
fuck
I'm trying to get
up,
at.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Okay?
Totally
it
not
hurts
upset,
me, but Dan
way.
Is doing the same thing. Well, I'm sorry. I'm frustrated, obviously.
Hey, wow, life. Must be frustrating when people around you are getting targeted. By the way, Cherry's not even a people around you. I also, fuck everything I said before, okay? I'm not, I don't, not, no more. Fuck this, okay? Listen, pretty sure Cherry, actually, can we look it up? Does she still have videos about Kyla up on her channel? Cherry hasn't said fuck all about any of this shit, and then she comes out crawling from her little fucking schizo Christian place every 3 months to run cover for her obese fucking ex or current abusive boyfriend. Fuck that shit. No, fuck you, all right? That's ridiculous that you're gonna say this is an uninvolved third party. The fuck out of here. The fuck out of here on that bullshit. Anyway, speaking of, Destiny after the subpoena gets granted. Esports Batman with his wonderful legal analysis, by the way. Just criticism of Destiny, though, by the way. anyway, sometimes I forget the shit that I have given my legal team. We got a big yikes bomb that we kind of dropped, unfortunately. Declaration of Stephen K. Bonnell II in opposition to plaintiff's motion for sanctions under FRCP 37E2. I, Stephen K. Bonnell, II, declare, I'm the defendant in the above captioned action. I am over 18 years of age. As I've maintained from the outset of this case, after receiving plaintiff's January 2025 preservation demand letter, I took steps to collect and preserve the relevant materials in my possession, custody, or control. Those materials included my Discord communications log and other communications and media records I understood to be relevant to plaintiff's threatened litigation. I have not taken any action with the intent to deprive plaintiff of any documents. I have produced all my communication logs, blah, 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 blah. All I'm saying, you can quote me again, Joan, I could have deleted all this shit, and I would have been within my right to do so. I could have deleted all of this and just said, oh, it was gone before litigation, I didn't know. And I would have been completely in my right to do so. Talk about awkward, though. I forgot I even had this shit. When me and Pixie were going back and forth after the leaks and everything happened, okay, please just make sure to delete any/all videos and such. Okay, but that's just maybe media files? Last thing, you should probably redact dev all the logs. I forgot she told me to do this. Bruh. How do you not literally go insane while people online shut all of you for holding on to evidence while they are currently trying to sanction you for deleting evidence? Because in the end, God is my shield. How often does your own lawyer have to submit declarations for these cases? Is that pretty normal for civil cases that your lawyer has to constantly submit his own testimony? It might be, actually. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Who knows anything, though? Court case filed February 18th. Last filing June 1st. This case has gone on for approximately 1 year, 3.5 months, and we are at 273 docket entries. Almost one entry every 2 days. Hell yeah. Prolific posting. Spam the docket. You are aware that a third-party archive, Russell Search, exists for Destiny GGG chat logs. Why she asks me these stupid fucking questions. Sure, a third-party archive can exist for anything, yes. And did you review those logs to ensure that the DGG data you produced in Discovery matches what is publicly archived? I produced everything that I was asked to produce, everything that was in my possession, I was able to, I produced. I can't speak to anything that is archived or managed by a third party online. I don't have control over those archives or over who is archiving what. That wasn't the question. I just asked if you reviewed the Russell Search archives to see if they corresponded with what you were... And that's it for that. I don't have... Lady, I don't have that. I don't know what the fuck you're... I don't even know what the fuck she's asking me here. What the fuck even was my response to this? Hold on. That wasn't the question. I just asked if you reviewed the Russell Search archives to see if they corresponded with what you were producing. The Russell Search archives would span tens of thousands of pages. I did not review all of those before coming to this deposition. But you can do specific searches. I don't mean about this deposition. I mean before your document production. I don't recall having to search for my Russell archive. No, I don't. That was it. Okay. Stupid. I can't think off the top. Okay, so there's a new page. I can't think off the top of my head how I deleted these messages. But you didn't archive them? I don't know off the top of my head if I did or did not archive them. I would have to go back and check. I can't recall off the top of my head right now. I don't know which one she's asking me for. Page 216. What would this have been about? Just with Abby. I'm sure there are plenty of other people I've deleted messages with. Okay, let's look at, and one more question about this. You deleted these messages. There is no way to retrieve them when you deleted them. It would have depended on how they were deleted. If I used an archiving program, then I would have had a copy of all of those. But if I did have a copy of those, then I would have produced them as part of discovery for this case if they were requested. So how did you delete these? Your responses here specifically. I can't think of, I don't even know if I deleted. I'm not even sure what she's pointing at here. I'm not sure, but okay. You thought you had archived them. The messages with Abby, I believe. So if you did archive them, you would still have them available to you to produce, correct? Correct. They would have already been produced for this case. I want you to look at your September 19th declaration, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 22. So I mean, I'm not entirely sure what's the screenshot of. Oh, this is where they're showing me the screenshot of whatever the fuck Abby's fucking butchered the screenshot they're showing me. Okay, let me start from the prior page. And then what time does Abby say she viewed the videos of Cherry and Pixie? I don't know what this, I can't attest to anything related to this here. I'm not entirely sure what I'm looking at. This screenshot that was submitted to the court, I don't know what it's, and she says, and accepted by the court in evidence. So I mean, I'm not entirely sure what it's a screenshot of though. Well, it's a message to Abby. You understand that, right? And she's saying that she received a sex tape of both Cherry and Pixie, and that she sends that message at 10:41 a.m., but you didn't send those two videos until 2:39 p.m. that same day. I can attest to the production that I gave for this case. I produced everything that was in my power to produce that I archived. I don't know what I'm looking at here. This was presented to me as an unredacted screenshot of some Discord conversations, but for instance, I can't read any of the message at 10:42 a.m. on this page, so I'm not sure what unredacted means. And there are huge chunks missing, so I don't even know if this is even Discord. I can't speak to this. I don't know what this is at all, unfortunately. Okay, but you also saw Abby's declaration to the court where she said she received videos of Cherry and Pixie on November 3rd, 2023, right? I don't know if she said she received videos of Cherry. I think it was just of Pixie. Well, I'm going to represent to you the declaration said Cherry and Pixie, and this was corroborating evidence that was submitted later. I acknowledge that Abby wrote that on her affidavit then, yes. Is that part of this? Oh no, this is later on. And I said, I acknowledge Abby wrote that on her affidavit, yes. Okay, and this shows that she received those, the videos, on or before because she already looked at them when she sent this message. So she received them before 10:41 a.m., right? I say, you can represent that to me, but this could be a picture with Crayola crayon, and I can't speak to anything on this page. I've already said what I have to say about it. I don't see complete messages here. It seems like some of this is scratched out. There's chunks missing. I'm not entirely sure what this is even supposed to be a screenshot of. Mr. Bonnell, we're not concerned about the later part of the message. I'm only asking you about the top part of the message and the fact that she received the videos and viewed them prior to 10:41 a.m. on November 3rd, 2023. And you sent these videos purportedly of Peach later that same day, correct? And then Brettler fights with her a bit. No speaking. Objections, please, counselor. Joan, please stop. No, you please stop. I can read the sentence that is given to me on this piece of paper. I don't know how I'm supposed to tie that to the production that I have given, that I know to be true, that I can testify to, that I had in my possession, that I produced for this case. I just can't speak to this sentence at all. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm looking at. I'm sorry. You guys more or less see the evidence that she presented. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this. You give me like a half page screenshot where half of it is like fucking you take a black highlighter and highlight it. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to say. And this is here. This is a message from Abby and someone else. The fuck do you want me to say? You want me to testify to what I'm reading on the weirdo fuck evidence that you've given me? Like this is like quadruple fucking hearsay. I don't even know what I'm. You're representing to me that she represented to somebody else in a message that I can't authenticate. You want me to represent what's in that message? Why? What the fuck am I supposed to say about this? What? I ask her later before we move on. Can I ask for a quick clarification? On an earlier question, you presented that Abby screenshot. You said that was the unredacted version. Does redaction refer to a thing that only you guys do, or are you representing that this was the total thing that you received from the affidavit? No, when I say unredacted version, it's because when we submit something that's confidential and her name was protected by the court, it was submitted in redacted format to the court and then later submitted privately to the court. Well, I understand. So that was the exact copy that you were given? This is what was submitted to the court in unredacted format. And then Andrew corrects her. That is not true. This document was never submitted to the court. If it was, you never provided us with a copy. We object to this document. This is a document that you created for the purposes of this deposition only. Which is true. Okay, sorry. Where were we? This was page 226. It's about archiving messages. Bum, bum, bum. Exhibit B. Damn! Top secret. This was the video of me banging your mom, by the way, from Andy B. Dear Joan and Carlos, this was September 22nd, 2025, last year. Have we already read this? Was this about the Rule 11 shit? Exhibit E. Joan Peters writes on May 13th, 2026. Ooh, just a couple weeks ago. Counsel, we write, pursuant to Local Rule 7-1-A-3, to confer regarding plaintiff's forthcoming motion for sanctions under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 37-E-2. As referenced in plaintiff's opposition to the motion, seeks to find that defendant intentionally destroyed his side of his Discord communications with Abby MC, with the intent to deprive plaintiff of the information's use in this litigation. An adverse inference that the deleted messages contain evidence that defendant transmitted the video of plaintiff to Abby MC on or about November 3rd, 2023, and plaintiff's reasonable attorney fees and costs incurred in bringing the motion. The motion is grounded in defendant's sworn deposition testimony, his document production, and our forensic expert's conclusions. Please advise whether the defendant opposes the motion. And if you wish to discuss, please propose a time. Absent a response, plaintiff will proceed and state in the certificate of conferral the defendant opposes. Dear Joan, your proposed motion seeking spoliation sanctions is untimely and improper for a slew of reasons. First, the court set March 30th, 2025 as the deadline by which to file any such motion. Plaintiff blew that deadline. Second, Bonnell's testimony and document production demonstrate that he preserved all documents and evidence just because he did not preserve them in the format that you prefer does not support a motion for spoliation sanctions. Third, deposition testimony and document production show that only plaintiff and your other client, Lauren Hayden, are the ones who actually destroyed evidence pertaining to the case. Plaintiff admitted to deleting and altering her messages, and both she and Ms. Hayden admitted to communicating about the case using the Signal app, which was set to automatically delete their messages. True, true, true. Finally, while you provide no details about your long-threatened motion in your meet-and-confer email below, to the extent it will be based on the testimony or theories of Jesus Peña, the motion is dead in the water. Mr. Peña, who purports to be an expert, has never done a forensic examination of Bonnell's files and has no personal knowledge regarding plaintiff's purported spoliation claims. He speculates at best, and given his track record of copying and pasting his findings and conclusions from the Kiwi Farms website, his testimony carries no weight. Indeed, we have challenged his qualifications as an expert under Daubert. We urge you to reconsider your proposed motion, or at least provide us with details about it so that we may conduct a proper meet and confer. As it stands now, you haven't even made a prima facie showing that the motion is procedurally proper, let alone supported by any evidence. It is, if you nevertheless file your baseless motion, Bonnell will seek recovery of his attorney's fees in connection with opposing the same. If you have additional information and believe a further discussion is warranted, we will make ourselves available by phone. Oh, Jesus, we typed out it. We had a whole ass thing. She didn't file shit. Took too long. Untimely. On September 8, 2025, what is this? Plaintiff's counsel demanded a forensic examination of Bonnell's devices and insisted that Bonnell cover half the cost. Bonnell objected to plaintiff's demand and responded that plaintiff had not even made a prima facie showing of spoliation such that a forensic examination would be warranted. Thereafter, plaintiff failed to move to compel a forensic examination and seemingly abandoned any such effort. Plaintiff's motion also violates local rules of this court. Local Rule 26.1 requires parties to raise discovery disputes promptly and authorizes the denial of relief where a party fails to submit the dispute within the applicable time period. The party's depositions were delayed due to plaintiff's recalcitrance. Plaintiff failed to appear for her notice deposition on November 3rd, 2025 and did not seek a protective order or any other judicial relief to excuse her non-appearance. On November 5th, 2025, the court ordered plaintiff to show cause why sanctions should not be issued against her due to plaintiff's failure to appear for deposition. The court ordered Bonnell's deposition stayed pending further order of the court. The cases that the plaintiff cites in her motion also provide no refuge for her untimely filing. Her reliance on the out-of-circuit authorities is misplaced. In fact, those cases support the denial of plaintiff's motion. And Goodman, the U.S. District Court of Maryland, held that spoliation issues should be litigated during the discovery phase, not after it is closed, because reopening discovery after dispositive motions or on the eve of trial can completely disrupt the pretrial schedule, involve significant costs, and burden the court and parties. Notably, plaintiff quotes Eller for the proposition that pursuing discovery after discovery tolls the obligation to file a spoliation motion. That quoted language appears nowhere in Eller and suggests that plaintiff's counsel may have used artificial intelligence to prepare her brief. Oh, no. Wait, is this the one that I found or is this a different quote? I swear to God, I found at least one quote. I feel like this is a different quote. They sometimes they'll cite a court case, and I go to look for the quote sometimes. I stopped looking because every case I cited was garbage. But sometimes the quote was not to be found in the case, which makes it seem like your AI hallucinating quotes for... Yeah, that's you're using AI to prepare your briefs, and the AI is inventing quotes or whatever. Plaintiff's motion is a grab bag of complaints about the scope, form, and sufficiency of Bunnell's document production from 8 months ago. If plaintiff believed Bunnell's document production was incomplete, deficient, or not in the format she preferred, her remedy was to file a timely motion to compel. That Bunnell's document production was not in the format the plaintiff preferred or lacked hash values is irrelevant. Bunnell produced all documents in the format he maintained them. In any event, plaintiff never moved to compel production in any other format. Ironically, if anyone's belated evidence, it was plaintiff. She and her best friend, Lauren Hayden, admitted at their respective depositions that they communicated about this case via the Signal messaging app, that the app was set to auto-delete, and that they were aware of and intentionally used that auto-delete functionality. True. Plaintiff also admitted to deleting messages that she sent to Bunnell about this case. Also true. She said she deleted one of the messages because she wanted to make the give send go look better, which is just a crazy thing to say. But okay, chief. At most, any omission from Exhibit E to Bunnell's declarations were inadvertent. Bunnell produced all of his correspondence with the FMC, including all Google Drive links during discovery. Plaintiff herself requested that Bunnell remove the leaked material from view. On November 29, 2024, plaintiff asked Bunnell to delete any and all videos from Discord. Plaintiff instructed Bunnell to redact of all the Discord logs that may have contained the material. True. Not another one! Finally, plaintiff cites Skanska for the proposition that intent may be inferred from circumstantial evidence where a party's acts evince a purpose of hiding adverse evidence. However, that quotation appears nowhere in the opinion and once again suggests that plaintiff's counsel relied on artificial intelligence to conduct legal research and draft this motion. Skanska does not hold or even generally discuss that intent may be inferred from circumstantial evidence. Skanska actually stands for the proposition that intent to deprive requires bad faith, i.e., the alleged spoliator acted with a purpose of hiding adverse evidence from other parties, and that mere negligence or even gross negligence is insufficient. Plaintiff also cites and quotes Skanska at 1311 and 6 for the proposition that courts have considerable inherent sanctions power, including fees. That footnote does not even concern spoliation sanctions or the award of fees, and the purported quotation appears nowhere in the opinion. To the extent that plaintiff argues that the underlying files associated with the Google Drive links were not separately produced, that is not spoliation either. It is at most a discovery dispute that plaintiff should have raised through a timely motion to compel. Plaintiff never filed such a motion. Pena's opinions remain flawed for the same reasons previously identified. They depend on assumptions, speculation, and plagiarized theories he pulled from the Kiwi Firm's website, the very site to which Bunnell's private materials were originally published without his consent. What is the implication of Redacted asking you to delete logs? It's not illegal for you to delete logs, right? So this is just bolstering your claims the lawsuit is frivolous? It really doesn't matter. Technically, I could have just deleted everything as soon as Pixie sent me a thing, and I could have said that, like, I would have been within my rights to do so. I could have just said I deleted them a couple weeks ago, and nobody would even know. Like, that would just be it. I think it just goes to show the ridiculousness of her claim. Like, I have preserved so much, and I have presented so much to them, especially given that Pixie never even bothered to give me a proper production of the discovery that we requested, and never will, because she knows she's a lying piece of shit. But that's okay. Why did you link me this, Darius? Wait, what? What even is this? Is this tomorrow? Or is this in the future? I don't even know what the fuck you're... I don't know. Why did you... What is this picture in chat? I'm so confused right now. He's in Korea? Is this real? Hold on. I don't believe you. It's like 2 hours ago. What the fuck is this fucking moron even referring to? This disgusting piece of shit who has her hand and all of her little fucking minions' hands in so many people's lives to try to fabricate some whatever bullshit to save her horrible fucking court case. Why the fuck would she link this to anybody? I'm trying to figure out, who does she even think Darius is witness tampering? I don't even know. Abby MC on the Discord call? Bro, she literally sent this 2 hours ago. Why would she send this now? Did Darius talk to Abby yesterday?
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.